The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors, LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through, you done us wrong.
And old man pandemic, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about inflation. We talk about you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because this is the last show of 2021. And first of all, I want to wish everybody a very, very happy new year. And we're going to talk about next year. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look forward. A lot of shows are going to look at, you know, what happened in 2021, a retrospective and all that kind of stuff. Well, I find that boring. I don't care about the past. I want to look forward and I want to plan for the future. That's what we do at our firm. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. So it means we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So if that is you, this show is designed for you. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you will find all kinds of stuff that you can educate yourself with. And we podcast this show, so you can get that. You can watch our videos on our retirement planning strategies and all that. It's remarkable to me. We've had over almost 300,000 views of our videos here just since we've been promoting them. So I encourage you to go there, educate yourself. And our goal for you is we want you to have what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, that means that's your retirement. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy. We want your money to last as long as you do. And then very importantly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And so for those of you who have been listening to this show all year, I hope that we've delivered that to you. We've helped you have perspective. We hope we've done that for you. If we have, then all is great. And so once again, Happy New Year. Now, let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, we're going to talk about the Fed. And the Federal Reserve is always, in our view, the big gorilla, the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to what the economy, the stock markets, interest rates, all of that. They're the chief financial officer of the economy, if you will. And so I want to talk with you about what their prognostication of raising interest rates three times next year, plus their tapering, what all of that's going to have on the year next, and will it cause the next recession? We'll give you some historical perspective about the Great Depression. So we have a great first segment lined up for you. We're also going to talk about nine reasons most investors lack the discipline to succeed. And hopefully in the process of explaining that to you, you will say, ha ha, I won't do those things. And therefore, you will have a successful 2022. I mean, that's what we do on this show. We want you to be successful. Also, as we do every week this week, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies. And I want to go over with you some of the rules for next year, for 2022. Pardon me. And so we're going to also help you to succeed with Social Security strategies based on the new laws for next year. So we'll have that for you. And We're not going to go over our Fearless Forecast this year. Now, as you guys know, every January we have our Fearless Forecast. And last year we said the Dow would hit 35,000. And lo and behold, guess what? It did. So we're going to have our Fearless Forecast for you for next year, in the first week of next year. We'll do it on our next show. But one of the things I want to talk with you about is be prepared for the potential of a bear market in the second half of next year. And are you ready for that? What happens if there's a big market crash? What are you going to? Are you ready for that kind of an event? Could it affect your retirement, your plans to retire, or the fact that you are already retired? So, want to go over that strategy and thinking with you and help you to prepare. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this is where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week we're going to talk about reviewing your beneficiary designations. It's a good thing to do once a year. Many times you read every 3 years you should do it. I think once a year you need to look it over. Things change, and so we're going to give you a story that will blow your mind to give you a reason why you should review your beneficiary designation. So we have a great show, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. One of the things that we've enjoyed over this holiday season is our grandson, Nathaniel. He's starting to figure out how to use his arms. You know, he kind of flails them all over the place. It's like he's kind of has this look on like, what are these things? How do they work? You know, but now he's starting to get an idea, and he's got those, what do they call them? Those things that hang down in front of you when you're laying on your back, when you're a baby. And he sits there and he's like playing volleyball with him or something. You know, he kind of hits him and he's fascinated, and he's starting to look at you like he actually recognizes something. You know, before it was kind of this dazed look on him. So it's amazing how fast little babies, you know, progress and develop. You can see it happening almost daily. So anyway, let's talk about will the Fed cause the next recession? So, you know, one of the things about the Fed is that they, I believe, have been responsible for most of the major economic disasters that we've had in this country. Now, they've also been responsible for saving us for some of the worst, okay? So I'll give them credit for that too. But let's go back to the Great Depression. So back then, you know, they didn't know what we know now, because we learned from the Great Depression. But they thought that when times were hard, the economy was not doing well, what you need to do is to actually raise interest rates. Why? Well, because all these people are not getting enough interest on their cash that they got sitting around. And if we raise interest rates dramatically, they'll have more income from that money, and therefore they'll be able to spend more, and that'll get the economy going. And so that's what they did in the Great Depression, before the Great Depression, I should say. Well, what they didn't realize was that by raising interest rates, you're actually pouring gas on the fire. You're slowing down the economy dramatically. So now we've learned from that, or they have, and they don't do that no more. Don't do that. So now they know that when times are tough, you lower interest rates. And yes, people on fixed income and cash accounts and all that pays no interest at all. But they understand that the overall goal is for the economy, not those people with those accounts. Well, we are going into a period now next year where the Fed has said that they're going to be raising interest rates potentially 3 times. And also they have said that they are going to start tapering. Well, tapering sounds like you're doing something, but it's actually the opposite. What they're saying is they're going to reduce the amount of purchasing that they're doing. They're going to slow that down of bonds, and that's also designed to allow interest rates to rise. So basically, what they're saying is they're going to let interest rates rise next year. Well, that may be scary at first because of what I just said, right? The Great Depression, they raised interest rates, and next thing you know, we had the Great Depression. Well, normally, since that lesson, what we've seen is that in most cases, what's happening is that as interest rates are rising, we tend to be in a bull market. We tend to be in a growth economy. So they've learned to use interest rates as a tool to slow down the economy, by raising, and a tool to stimulate the economy by lowering. So in their view, the Federal Reserve sees that we have a growing economy, a healing economy, and therefore they're going to raise interest rates. Now, is this going to be a policy mistake? Time will tell. Is this going to cause the next recession and the next bear market? Time will tell. But what they've said is they're going to be incremental and very careful. So, you know, one of the things we've said in the past is the Federal Reserve's job, they're driving the economy's car, and we're all sitting in the car, and they don't need to slam on the brakes and spill coffee all over everybody. Okay, we don't like scalding coffee spilled all over our lap. So we want the Fed to have a nice, smooth ride. And so far, they've been able to do that, and we anticipate that that'll be the case next year. So, will the Fed cause the next recession? Probably, but not likely. So, is that possible? Can it be probable and not likely? Anyway, you statisticians can tell me. So, what do we do about it? Well, as always, we believe in two major tenets of investing philosophy. One is, yes, we do believe that you should buy. And that is, you should buy quality investments. You should have, you can use mutual funds, ETFs, whatever it may be, quality investments that you monitor. So that's the hold part, right? You monitor it, you rebalance it, you take the weeds out. You know, you clean up and get rid of your bad performers, and you do all of that. You rebalance. So all of those things are part of the hold process, and that's where most people stop. They buy and they hold, and it's what you're taught. Buy and hold, right? Everything's going to take care of itself. Don't worry about it. Bear markets, great depressions, you play through it. 25 years from now, you have your money back, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. Well, we don't believe that. We believe there's a third component, which is that you also should have a sell strategy. And in our world, we call it invest and protect. And our strategy actually told us to sell literally the day before the pandemic was announced. And you know what happened after that. The S&P dropped multiple percentage points, and our clients who followed our advice were not in the stock market to experience those kind of losses. And we want that for you. So if you are within 5 years of retirement, or you are 5 years into your retirement, if you're in that 10-year period, that is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. So we want to help and protect your investments. We want to help you to buy and hold, but also to sell. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. What you'll find there is videos, we have articles, we have podcasts on retirement planning, protecting yourself from the next market crash, and you'll avail yourself and attend our seminars. They're free. Visit with one of our retirement planners, no charge or obligation. All that is available to you. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 9 reasons most investors lack the discipline to succeed. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Anyway, in this segment, I want to talk with you. And by the way, this falls under the if you don't toot your own horn, nobody else will. Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. Actually, they did so 8 years in a row.
Shazam!
Yes, total folly in my opinion. But without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy New Year to everybody. All right, so let's talk about 9 reasons that most investors lack the discipline to succeed. And basically, it's all about managing risk. And I got this from a book called The Indomitable Investor: Why a Few Succeed in the Stock Market When Everyone Else Fails. And this is by Stephen M. Sears, if you're interested in finding this book. And as I read it, I thought, man, this aligns almost perfectly with our philosophy of managing our clients' money. So this guy and I appear to be kindred spirit. So let me go over with number one. And here's a quote that I think is really just nails it perfectly. Bad investors think of ways to make money. Good investors think of ways to not lose money. So let's let that sink in for a moment. Bad investors think of ways to make money. Good investors think of ways to not lose money. And, you know, basically it's the difference between offense and defense. And if you think about, you know, with the Super Bowl coming up here soon, most of the Super Bowls have been won by teams that have very, very good defenses. You know, the old expression is defense wins championships. It's true in almost every endeavor of life. It is the defense that keeps you able to win, and you can have a great offense and no defense, and you could lose a lot. So the first thing is or the first mistake rather that investors make is taking too much risk. So here's a quote from Arthur Levitt, who was the former chairman of the SEC. Too many people don't know how to determine saving and investment objectives or their tolerance for risk. They don't know how to choose an investment or an investment professional or where to turn for help. Well, guess what? You're listening to this show, you solved that one, didn't you? And in case you don't remember, our website address is rpoa.com. Number two, greed. The great crowd that comes to Wall Street to make money mostly greeds in and panics out. Rising stock prices are seductive, and it's easy to believe they will continue to rise. So don't let greed drive your decision-making. Number three, fear. Fear causes rational people to ignore financial facts that shape the prices of stocks. People sell based on emotional reactions. What is the personality of the most successful investors? They aren't affected by other people's feelings. They don't let feelings drive what they're doing. Number four, using information and news to validate your bias. You think something's going to happen and you go find everything on the media that tells you it's going to. Don't do that. Be even-handed. Find things that disagree with you as well. Number five, not having a protection strategy. Okay. One of the things that we believe is if you don't have a strategy to protect yourself, then how can that possibly even happen? Think about that. I mean, if we don't have a strategy to deal with hurricanes, if we don't have a strategy to deal with tornadoes, if we don't have a strategy, you know, going into battle, if you're a general, to deal with adversity, then that adversity will kill you. And in the financial world, we believe it's the same thing. Number seven, misunderstanding market cycles and patterns. Now, Sears, in his book, he says that we have seasonal, secular, and economic patterns that can influence the stock market, but also be grossly misused. Patterns influence stock trading like magnets attract slivers of metal, except when they don't. So just because the market's going up doesn't mean you should invest in it. You know, Warren Buffett is famous for saying that whenever I've sold something and I've left money on the table, I've always made a profit. Think about that one. Number nine, irrational behavior. Irrational behavior. He says that the growing importance of behavioral finance theory from anchoring to the casino culture. Basically, he says biases tend to emerge when making complex decisions with uncertain outcomes like investing. So don't let all that emotion, don't let all that bias, the irrational behavior. And number nine is financial illiteracy. You know, one of the things that, and I'll change that one, and I'll even say hubris. There are a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, and I dare say many of you listening to this show may not know how to do investing, and you do it at home by yourself, and you pay the price for that. You know, I don't do anything that I'm not good at that is of any consequence without talking to a professional about it. And, you know, from my health to finance, you know, our legal, whatever it may be, I talk to a professional to help me to do that. So do the same. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, what I'd encourage you to do is to click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, if you do that, what you'll find is we'll schedule a time to visit with you. We'll do it either virtually or in person, whichever you prefer. We're doing both right now. And what we'll do is We'll do several things with you. One exercise that I think many people find very, very a good exercise to engage in is our retirement cash flow plan. We call it RCFP. So what we'll do is we'll have you bring your expenses, we'll have you bring your sources of income, we'll develop a cash flow plan for you to look into your retirement. And the reason why we do that is because once we know what your cash flow needs are, that can then help us to determine how much risk is appropriate for you. It can tell us how to diversify your portfolio. It can tell us if you have enough money to retire on. It can tell us if you're paying too much taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but it starts with determining your cash flow needs now and then during your retirement as well. So if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll schedule a time and we'll go through that entire exercise with you. We'll help you make Social Security decisions. We'll help you make income tax decisions, insurance decisions, and we'll do it all at no charge or obligation. And after we've done all that, if you like what you see and you want to work with us, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, like I said, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It absolutely is. So take advantage of it. RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of Social Security, we're going to talk about strategies to help you succeed in the new year. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in working with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet you, see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And you know, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And while we are flattered by that designation, obviously, we know that without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So go to our website and learn what our clients have known about us. And maybe you can think about becoming a client yourself, or at least watch our videos. You can podcast this show. You can listen to our, you can read our articles, all kinds of information to help you to have a successful retirement. We want your money to last as long as you do. That's what we want. And we want you to have financial peace of mind in the process. Now, one of the most important parts of your retirement planning, in our view, is making sure that you do, that you make your Social Security strategies correctly, because it's a very, very complex world when you go into government rules and when and how and who and what, all of that. So I'm going to talk with you about next year, about 2022, and some Social Security rules. And it actually comes with a question. By the way, if the way I do this segment is, if you guys have questions, we've got answers. Okay, so send me your questions via email. My email address is ken at rpoa.com. And when I get your questions, I will do my best to answer them for you. So this question came in as, should I work next year? Okay, because I want to retire. I'm under 66. I'm not at my retirement age for Social Security yet. And I understand that they take back $1 for every two earned over the max earned income limit. And so let me go over the rules. And you know, a lot of times when I go over this with people, they go, can the government do that? Yeah, they can. Okay, so how does it work? Well, first of all, what they want to do is they want to discourage you from claiming early benefits. So part of the benefits are withheld if you earn more than what's called the earnings test amount. And the earning test used to apply to everybody over the age of 70, but in response to complaints that it discouraged older people from working and blah, 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 in 2000, they actually eliminated the earnings test for anyone that is over age 66, the full retirement age. So here's how it works. Social Security first asks people who are under their full retirement age, and I'll just say 66 to keep it simple, who are receiving the benefits to estimate their earned income for the year. So let's say a person who is receiving $1,500 in Social Security benefits plans to earn $30,000 next year. So the amount that you are allowed to make without having anything taken back from you next year, 2022, is $19,560. So here's how it works. They subtract the $19,560 from the $30,000 that you're planning on making next year, and that would leave you with $10,440. Now what they do is they take back $1 for every $2 that you exceed that $19,560 by. So in this case, it's $10,440. You divide that by two, and that gives you $5,220. So what they're going to do then is they're going to take back $5,220 of your benefits. How do they do that? Well, they take the $5,220 and they divide it by your benefit. In this example, it's $1,500. And that gives you about 3.5. Well, guess what? They then are not going to give you any benefits for 4 months. And then at the end of the year, what they'll do is they'll reconcile the whole thing and refund you for the half month that you didn't get. So basically, it's possible, if you make enough money, that it is not worth taking your Social Security at all because of that earnings test. You could end up getting it all back and having nothing paid to you. So you want to make sure you talk to a professional about your Social Security planning before you do anything, okay? I really, the complaint, you know, we have our retirement planners who work with our clients and would work with you if you were a client. We have them go through certifications every year on Social Security, and I'm one of them. I go through the same thing. And I'll tell you, the rules change every year. And we certify towards the end of the year, so I just went through it. And let me tell you, it's complicated, and I've been doing it for over 30 years now. And I don't even know how you would if it's the first time you're trying to make these decisions. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you. And what we'll also do is help you to make the Social Security decision, but in the context of a full retirement plan, because we can't operate in a vacuum. We need to know your sources of income, your marriage status, your income, your income tax bracket, your health, what other resources you have. All of that needs to be brought into the picture to help to make that right decision. Now, if you don't want to visit with somebody and build that plan, you can also attend our Social Security seminars. We have those. They're virtual. No charge or obligation for that either. So all of this is available to you. Take advantage of it. It's at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to be prepared for the bear market that could come in the second half of next year. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. I am your host. I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, which is, we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning and with the emphasis on the word planning. And we believe that you plan for the worst and hope for the best, as opposed to the opposite, which is to plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't happen. That's not a good way to address your finances in our view. And so our firm, we, as I said, work with people who are over 50, retired, retiring soon. So if you're within 5 years of retirement, or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, that decade, we believe, is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. Because, you know, you may have gone for 20 or 30 years where you saved and invested and you've done all this stuff, but you had wages. Now what happens is you want to retire. You need to live on your wages. And if you suffer a large loss in your investments just before you retire or just after you have retired, there are many studies that have shown that you run a very high risk of running out of money during your retirement. And our goal for you is not to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between those two, and I think you understand that. And so we believe that having a strategy to protect what you've built is extremely important. So this is the segment of the show where I talk about that. Our website, by the way, is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have articles, all kinds of stuff that talks about building your retirement plan and then protecting it also. And without both of those, we think that you have an incomplete plan.
So, I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Frankie. So this is the part of the show where I talk about our philosophy, which is invest and protect. And so I've entitled this segment, Be Prepared for the Bear Market That Could Come in the Second Half of Next Year, of 2022. And, you know, with the way we've been reaching all-time highs, with the Fed starting to raise interest rates, with all the geopolitical things that are going on with China and Russia, and we've got inflation. So all of these things could coalesce and create the next recession, the next bear market. Certainly, we could have a Federal Reserve policy mistake. As I talked about in the first segment, the Federal Reserve is generally blamed for the Great Depression. They made a huge bad mistake. They raised interest rates at the wrong time, and that really caused the economy to tank. They're starting to raise interest rates next year. Could we have another policy mistake? So all of those kind of things, you know, I'm not saying them to worry you. And the reason I say that is because I don't worry about that. And the reason why I don't is because I've got a game plan to address it. We've got a plan to address it in advance. So if it does happen, we're ready for it. And being ready for things that could happen gives you peace of mind, in my view. And so our strategy is called Invest and Protect. And basically what we look at is the trends of the market. Now, there are many different ways of protecting yourself from downsides in the market. There are stop losses, you know, there's diversification that can help to mitigate that downside. So there are lots of different ways of doing it. The important thing that I want to get across to you, if you are in that decade that I was just describing, is that you need to have a plan, in my view, that does that, that helps to protect you on the downside. And if you don't, then your entire plan to retire could be derailed. You know, if you look at what happened, for example, in Y2K, in January of Y2K, the S&P 500 was near new all-time highs. The dot-com came, it crashed. The S&P went down 49%. So imagine if you lost half your money over the course of 2.5 years, that would be really unpleasant, I think. And you know, people say, well, the market always comes back and it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're a long-term investor. Balderdash. If you wanted to retire then, you're not a long-term investor. You wanted to retire, but you can't now because you just lost half your money. So what are you going to do? You got to wait it out. Well, by 2007, it got back to even from where it was in Y2K. So you waited for 7 years when you thought you were going to retire and you couldn't. Okay, so now you thought you were going to retire at, let's call it 60. You're now 67. But guess what happened right after 2007? Oh, yeah, 2008 came along. And what happened? The S&P went down 57%. And it wasn't until 2013 that it got back to even to that. So if you really look at the chart, January of 2000, it didn't get back to where it was until 2013, 13 years later. Now, if you were 60 when you thought you were going to retire and have the money to retire on, you're now 73. Now, what if you said, you know what, I don't care about all that. The market's going to come back. I'm going to retire and live on my money anyway.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Absolutely. If you don't have a strategy to protect yourself from bad things, I agree with what he just said. You really think you're a lucky person. But think about that. Now, 13 years have gone by. And if you were actually drawing money while all that was happening, then you're doing what farmers call eating your seed corn. You're taking money out while the market's going down. And then when growth season comes, you know what? You may not have enough seeds left to grow with. So our view is that's just not a good strategy. Now, if you're 25 years old, 30 years old, even 40, maybe. Okay, I even don't think for you it would be a good idea, but maybe. But when you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, we believe you should have a strategy. Now, if you don't have one and you want to learn about ours, and we've been using it now for many, many years, and we feel it's very successful for our clients, then what we would like for you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And what you can do there is you can watch videos, listen to podcasts, watch or read articles on how to build a plan to mitigate the downside risk and have your money last as long as you do. Protect yourself. Okay, so if you go to our website. Now, there's two different things you can do when you get there. You can either watch, we have videos for you on retirement planning now that the pandemic appears to be slowing down, who knows. But also we have the ability for you to meet with one of our retirement planners at no charge or obligation. So either way, what we'll do is we'll help you to build that retirement plan that you want, to give you that peace of mind that we hope you want. We will also look at how to make your money last as long as you do. We'll do a retirement cash flow plan with you to see how long your money will last. Do you have enough money to retire on? We'll talk about decisions to help you with Social Security. We'll help you make decisions with regard to your income taxes. We'll look at your estate planning. You know, we want you to leave as much as possible to those greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs of yours. So we have lots of stuff we want to help you with. But like the old saying goes, we can't help you if you don't let us help you. So help us to help you. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We also have videos, articles. We have all kinds of stuff to help you with your retirement planning. I am just blown away. We just started promoting in June, I believe, our video casts, our YouTube channel. We've had almost 300,000 views already. Wow, unbelievable. You guys are awesome. Thank you. And avail yourself of all the resources. We want your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision. We want your money to last as long as you do. And we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if all of that works out, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to leave a few shekels, as they say, behind for the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs of yours. And so then you start thinking about how and when and all that kind of stuff. And that's called estate planning. And so this is the segment of the show where we do that. So this week, I want to talk with you about something that I think you should do at a minimum every 3 years, but you know, maybe once a year is not a bad idea either. And since we're coming up on the beginning of a new year, it's probably time to do that. And that is to review your beneficiary designations. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've seen, I don't know, probably 500 or more, maybe 1,000, I don't know, estate plans and all of those kind of things, beneficiary designations. And I can tell you the number one mistake that I see people make is that their beneficiary designations are not done properly. So we're going to talk about that next. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate, that's all designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about reviewing your beneficiary designations. And the reason why you want to do that is because life changes. So for example, in my world, guess what just happened? We had a grandson. So now we're talking about creating a trust for our grandson and doing all this kind of stuff and beneficiary designations revisited. You may change jobs. You may get married. You may get divorced. You may have a death in the family. All kinds of things are reasons to review your beneficiary designations. Now, I want to tell you a story that this happened three decades ago, I guess. But this is a this is a New York teacher. She worked in the New York teaching system, and she took full advantage of their retirement plans. And they matched and they did all kinds of stuff. It was a fantastic retirement plan. And over the years, she built up $1 million in her retirement plan. And she passed away. Well, the problem that occurred was that when she started working, she was 21 years old. She got married, and 2 years into her marriage, she got divorced. And then a year later, she got remarried. And so for almost 30 years, she was married to her second husband. When she died, she did not change the beneficiary designation on her retirement plan. So guess who got her $1 million? The second husband that had been with her for the 30 years practically that it took to build up the $1 million? Or the husband that she was married to for 2 years that she put down as the original beneficiary? Well, if you guess the first guy, you're correct. And in fact, it went to court. The family, obviously, you know, it's a lot of money. And so they sued and they said, you know, this and that. And the judge said if she had wanted the second husband to have that money, she would have changed the beneficiary designation. The fact that she didn't, the only thing I can interpret that to mean is she wanted husband number one to get it. I don't know if I agree with the judge, but it doesn't matter. That's what happened. So don't do that. Don't leave $1 million to your first husband or wife, okay? Leave it to whoever has helped you build your life and your family over the last 30 years. So that's just one example. There are many, many examples of beneficiary designations being done incorrectly. Now, another thing that you should look at is the ownership designation of your accounts. So you should look at your accounts are owned. Tenants in common, joint tenants with right of survivorship, all those kind of things are very important to review at least once a year. Now, if you don't know how to do all that, which I presume you may not, then what I would suggest is you go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do then is we'll schedule a time for you to visit with one of our retirement planners. And what they will do is they will help you to walk through your estate planning. We're not lawyers. We don't draft documents, but we can help you to think through stuff. Also, what we'll do is we'll help you to build your retirement cash flow plan. We'll help you make decisions with regard to Social Security, when, how. We'll help you with income tax planning. We'll review all your insurance policies. Now that you want to retire or you're retired already, do you have the proper insurance? We'll do that for you. We don't charge you for that. We will do it at no charge or obligation. If you love what you see and you want to work with us, fantastic. If not, that's fine too. Either way, as I said,
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is that. And there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends. So rpoa.com is the website for all of the above. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this show is over already. I want to wish you all a very, very happy new year, and we'll see you next year, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the end.
Of course not. It's
It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Murray or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.